people who keep company with God. God is a God of rhythm. All creation works in rhythms. There are days and nights, seasons and years. There are times to plant and times to harvest, times to advance and times to be still. There are beginnings and endings and so forth, Ecclesiastes 3, 1-8. Rhythms are how we're designed and made to live. In our bodies, if the heart gets out of rhythm, the healthy functioning of the rest of the body is compromised. Spiritually, if our heart goes out of rhythm with God's heart, our soul will suffer and we will be hindered from prospering in every area of our lives. 3 John 2. When you live your life in rhythm, there will be times when you have to give yourself to something above and beyond the normal. Some endeavors, such as interning to be a physician or starting a business or church, requires a high level of commitment for a season. Those times of high level engagement must not go on indefinitely. If they do, our physical, emotional, and spiritual health will be compromised. There are many people who work themselves into an early grave. A few years ago, we found ourselves in a perfect storm of death and financial hardship. We were devastated by the untimely death of several wonderful people, and in the middle of it all, we had major structural issues with our building. For 2+ years, we were either directly in the storm or dealing with the aftermath of it. It took an unusually high level of engagement and focus to navigate through that stormy season. My rhythm of life was completely changed during that time. Since then, we have seen God do such healing and restoration. We've experienced financial miracles. Our building is better and nicer than ever. We have crossed over into a new season. We are dreaming with God again. We are people with a future and a hope. Yet, it took a little while for the inertia of that season to ramp down in my heart. As crazy as it may sound, it was challenging for me to get out of the rhythm of that time. I had grown accustomed to it. It became my new norm, but it wasn't God's norm for me. I discovered I was slightly out of rhythm with God while vacationing at the beach. When I first arrived, I took some time and sat and watched the ocean, enjoyed the breeze and salty air. It was strange, but I felt myself get back in rhythm with God. My eyes were opened to what was going on in my heart. I didn't know it, but I still had some anxiety in my heart concerning our church. It was like a residue of the stormy time weighing upon my heart. Proverbs 12:25. I consider myself to be pretty self-aware, but this anxiety was completely hidden from me. It was like malware running in the background of my heart. Looking back, I can see now how it negatively affected me in some of my thoughts and attitudes. Only God really knows our heart, Luke 16:15, and can free us from the seen and unseen things that can hinder us from being in sync with the melody of God's heart. Our life in Christ is like being in a duo with the Holy Spirit. If we can't play the song He is playing in rhythm with Him, the music of our lives will be perceived as a distorted sound. Timing is not just starting together, which is important, but it is also staying in ongoing rhythm so that beautiful music results. God wants to create some beautiful music with your life. Many blessings, Byron Whicker.